Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here to continue our series of That One Play. We've got an interesting one for you today. We're going back to 2012 and the game at DC, and specifically the play where Haloti Ngata hit RG3 in the knee, effectively ending his career. But there's a lot of quarterback confluence in this game that I think is an interesting point. Bruce Anderson joining me to talk about it. Bruce, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you, Ken?
No complaints here. Bruce, this is an interesting choice, and people pick plays for different reasons. Some people pick all the real highlight plays. Other people want plays that were from big wins, and other people want really strange plays. This falls into this category because didn't come in a Ravens win. Didn't end up being a really good news for the Ravens in any way, shape, or form. But it definitely is a intersection of quarterback history in the early 20-teens in the NFL.
It is. And there are a couple of reasons for picking out this play. Certainly the quarterback intersections is one of them. The other reason is I think I don't know how many beyond, hardcore Ravens fans really appreciated how great Haloti Ngata was. I mean, this is a guy that was... I mean, he played a position that doesn't get a lot of glamour, right? It doesn't get a lot of discussion unless they, screw up. But he was a monster. And I think he also played with a team that was full of established personalities, right? And he wasn't a big talker.
Yeah, so, particularly defensive superstars galore on this team with Suggs and Reed and Lewis all there, and other people who came in for a short period of time. Elvis Dumervil, had glossy sack totals, and Jimmy Smith and other players like that. But the Lardarius Webb, the huge 2011 he had. But certainly a star-studded defensive team. But one of the things that I always liked about it was Mike Tomlin. If you asked him about how do you block the Ravens, and he said, I think you start with Haloti Ngata on the inside and then you work your way out from him. Once you get him blocked, it's okay. And that, to me, was a very big tribute to Ngata within the Ravens scheme as a whole.
Yeah, and he was unblockable for three solid years. I think he had something like 15 and a half sacks between 2010 and 2012. I mean, this is a guy that was just, he went about his business and was really effective. And he was, I think, really the primary machinery that allowed the Ravens defense of those years to be as successful as it was. So I hope people take this opportunity to write down Haloti Ngata's name and go review some of his highlights and look at his stats, because he was such an interesting player and such an impactful player. I mean, this is a guy that was 6'4", he was listed at 340 pounds, mm-hmm. but he was cat quick. I think there were a number of teams that thought, okay, we're gonna have to take care of this guy. And then when they saw this guy that shouldn't move the way that he was able to move. How many times did you see him in the backfield, wrestling a running back or actually getting to the quarterback? I mean, he was a monster. And as big and as strong as all the players are in the NFL, there aren't many players that are as big, strong, fast and quick as Haloti Ngata was.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very surprising, but he didn't make the Pro Bowl any of his first 3 years, though he was second team All-Pro in 2008, by the way. That's a really hard double to do, to miss the Pro Bowl and be second team All-Pro. And at least the AP voters were getting it correct, and they had him five times in All-Pro between his third and seventh season. But the Pro Bowl was never all that kind to him. They got him to five Pro Bowls, probably a little bit less. That's a lesser honor, frankly, than being All-Pro. And I never really understood why. But he was, in my opinion, a very underrated player and a very significant portion of those early Harbaugh defenses.
Yeah. So talking about Ngata is fabulous, and I think this is a play that really sort of highlights who he was and what he was. And this is a game where, well, first of all, I think this was RG3's scintillating freshman season in the NFL, and he made the Redskins relevant again. It was exciting, must-watch football. And at that point in the season, the game was early December. The Redskins were in the playoff hunt. Ravens were clearly in the playoff hunt at 9-3. And it was a tough game. Nobody was taking control of the game. It was close, back and forth. And then things changed in the fourth quarter. In this case, it was... I think the situation was it was towards the end of the game, 5 minutes or so left. Ravens had just scored on a Ray Rice touchdown run to go up, and Redskins received the ball and started going down the field. They end up getting a sack, and I think it was second and 19. And then on this third down play where RG3 got hurt, he ends up not finding anybody downfield, starts scrambling, made the first couple of people miss. And then he got tackled. I can't remember who else was in on the play along with Ngata, but Ngata caught RG3 from behind and intersected with him. And watching it in real time, I didn't think that much of the play, and then saw that he was hurt. And then the replay showed RG3's leg whipping around the body of Ngata in a way that looked really unpleasant.
Right. It was a fairly grotesque injury, as I recall it, from the replay, as you're describing it. And yet Griffin came back into play after only one play. So Kirk Cousins came in there on, it was second and 19. Griffin actually scrambled for 13 yards on the play to make it third and six.
Right.
And then Cousins came in to throw an incomplete pass. What would be his only incomplete pass of the game, but there was a penalty on the play, a defensive pass interference. And I'm trying to remember this cornerback, C. Johnson.
Yeah, I don't remember. There were some awful corners that the Ravens had during those years. I don't remember who that was.
I really have to look that up. I'm now very curious about that. So anyway, that one play was Cousins' only play. Then RG3 was back in the game.
Well, and he went in and out, right? He was clearly struggling. He was only.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock, because when I'm not podcasting, I am. My day job is a smart home specialist, and the Eufy Video Smart Lock is perfect. This is what you guys need to go get. It replaces the deadbolt on your door, so now you can come home without fumbling with keys. You can just type in a code, or even better, use your fingerprint to unlock. After 1 second, you put your finger there, pops out, my door's open. It's perfect. It also is an integrated video doorbell. We've all seen the video doorbells. We all know the ones that are out there. I've seen many of them get stolen. No one's going to steal this because it's your door lock. It's impossible for them to steal. There's no monthly fee. Other ones do. But this one, it'll record locally, so you never have to pay if you don't want to. The battery, it lasts up to 4 months. Plus, it notifies you ahead of time. And I mentioned earlier, 1 second fingerprint recognition. No, I meant 1 second till it opens. The AI self-learning chip will learn your fingerprint even faster, and then it opens up. Completely keyless entry. No more keys. And I know I set this up as I'm a smart home specialist, but anyone can install this. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. And then you're done. Guys, I love this product. Make sure you check it out. Now, here's the easiest thing to do. Just go on to Google or whatever you prefer and search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door, just like me, just like Ken.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Playing on one leg and, you know, good for him gutting it out and trying to help his team win, but he wasn't able to stay in the game. Right. But he was able to help get the team further downfield, and then he couldn't go anymore, and then Kirk Cousins came in. And as a Ravens fan, I was watching this game thinking, all right, if you knock out
at one,
you've got this rookie fourth-round draft pick that's coming in. This is awesome news for the Ravens. This is going to be a win. No, that was not the case. Turns out Kirk Cousins can play. And he demonstrated exceptional poise, had a couple of very nice passes, and ended up taking them downfield and scoring and converting a two-point conversion that Cousins ran for a sneak that tied it up. Game went to overtime. They had a big Ravens got a three and out and then punted the ball away. Redskins marched down. I guess they had a really big kick return and then were able to kick a field goal and win in overtime. So as you mentioned, there's this confluence of quarterbacks. This is the end of RG3, which was exceptionally sad. I mean, the only thing that was really worse than that hit that Nata had on RG3 was watching his knee buckle during the playoff game against the Seahawks. That was just, it was terrible. And again, good for RG3 coming back and trying again. He was exceptionally unfortunate when it came to his injury history.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, the Ravens were fortunate to get him late in his career, and he provided them real value off the bench in his time here. But what could have been with him was very sad. Cousins came in. I had the same feeling as you did. The game is won. First pass is pass interference that gets him out of that third and long situation. RG3 comes back in the game. RG3's day ends after a couple more long completions with a intentional grounding flag that leaves them in a bad hole. And Cousins comes in, 15-yard pass, 11-yard pass, and they score. Two-point conversion, as you mentioned. It was a day of frustration and profanity in a lot of ways for me. It ended with that. It started with, we went down to DC for the game and we tried to buy tickets on site, as we always do, you know, on the street, Some places it's legal, some places it's not. Anyway, in DC, we found out quickly it is not legal, and a bunch of bike cops ran, drove up on us really quickly, and they, you know, they said you can't buy tickets, and they ended up telling us to leave the area, which I've never had before. By the way, what sense does this make? What sense do ticket scalping laws in general make anyway? Not to go too deeply into this, but just the only time I've ever been prevented from going to a game that I tried to attend.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it was ugly. Anyway, we drove back. We got back around halftime. We watched the second half at home finally. So that was kind of miserable too.
Yeah, I think for a lot of Ravens fans, the outcome of that game was pretty miserable. Not as miserable as it was RG3, right? I think Redskins fans and the organization were, you know, obviously concerned, but that really was the beginning of the end for him and his NFL career. But, you know, so A, be careful what you wish for, right? Love seeing when the opposing team's starting quarterback goes down, but then this other guy steps up and it's really the start of the Kirk Cousins experience. But RG3 persevered. He bopped around the league and ended up on the Ravens. And really, I think serving as a kind of a mentor for Lamar Jackson. In his last couple of years in the league. So maybe that's, you know, some sort of karma or I don't know what to think of that. It's just an interesting layer.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. He's a tremendously classy gentleman. And if you've never heard RG3 at the podium, it's very obvious this guy is going to go on to a career in something special, whether it is being behind a microphone for the NFL, which I think he's done some of already, or maybe going into politics someday, because I think the guy could clearly do it. I'm 59 years old. To me, the Tyson Douglas fight, and you probably remember that, Bruce, if you're a boxing fan, was yesterday. You know, pretty much. It was. I remember it. I've watched it a bunch of times since. I know it wasn't yesterday any more than the 2000 Ravens were yesterday. But to me, it's yesterday. RG3 also that fight actually happened in Japan. RG3 was also born in Japan,
right,
the day after the Tyson fight.
Wow.
The Tyson Douglas fights. I'm like, oh my God, I'm old for that. But,
yeah.
But
there's some perspective. I am also 59, by the way. So
there you go. So you got that
similar vintage.
Yeah, there you go. So the other thing was the aftermath for the Ravens themselves within the 2012 season. This did not leave them in a good spot. It was their fourth loss of the year. They had a tough Denver team coming up the next week, and they lost big to them and were in danger of not winning the division. They really lost their shot at getting a bye with this loss to DC. Mm-hmm. But they had a chance to lose the division, but they came back, had a very impressive game against the Giants in the second last week. Then they ditched the last game at Cincinnati, rested everybody. And
they were still competitive, right? They were competitive in that game against Cincinnati, at least for a chunk of the game. It was not like they just rolled over.
Yeah, they got beat 23-17. I'm trying to remember how good that Cincinnati team was. I know it was a Dalton team, and I guess it was the team that won the division, right? Yeah, they won it. It wasn't the Steelers. It wasn't the Steelers in 12, I don't think. But anyway, it was a good Bengals team, and one of the things I remember about that game in particular is that the Ravens had every single year of their existence not allowed as much as 4 yards per carry. In that Cincinnati game, the very last kneel of the season by Dalton in a victory formation brought the Ravens opposition rush total down to 3.994, I believe it was. So it's not 4.0 rounded, but still below 4.0 for all of
Thank Ravens you, season. Andy Dalton.
Yes. So, Bruce, always a pleasure talking football with you. I love your perspective and the fact that we're of similar vintage. It makes it very easy to talk to you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
I'm on Twitter at BDAABAT, and that's it.
All right. Reach out to Bruce if you want to talk some football. And there is an old-timey component to that you can definitely tap into. Other folks out there, if you'd like to be into on a That One Play episode, love to have you still. Just hit me up with a DM directly on Twitter. I'll get back to you, and we'll schedule your show. And really appreciate all the people who've come on, want to be as inclusive as possible in terms of passing the mic around. Bruce, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks again for having me.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.